Welcome everyone to the Ovei Torah. Magen Avraham Daf Yomi. Shiur today's shiur is Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin at the beginning of the perek. This perek is dealing with lost objects. We were talking about in the last perek. We were talking about finding documents and who you could return it to. Once we're on that topic, this new perek is going to discuss different objects that you're allowed to keep and you have to return, the ones that you have to return. And simanim, says the Gemara, elu mitziyot shelo ve'elu chayav la'achriz. These lost objects are his. Are his means they belong to the owner. Ve'elu, and these chayav la'achriz, one is obligated by the Torah to publicize them in order to find the owner. And the Mishnah delineates, elu mitziyot shelo. In this Mishnah, we're going to talk about the ones that you're allowed to keep. What are they? Matzah perot mefuzarim. If a person finds fruits that are spread out, when you find, since they're spread out, we assume that the person gave up. We assume that the person gave up. Or spread out money. Money that's not in any particular order, but they're spread out. Or krichot b'reshut rabim. You have bundles in public property. Bundles means you have bundles of wheat or other produce that is in a bundle in the Shuta Rabim. Okay? Sorry, okay. Igule Divida are cakes of figs. It seems like that figs they used to make into. Standard way to store them was to press them into cakes. And here we're talking about pressed fig cakes or kikarot shel nachtom, standard bakery breads. The bakers used to make hundreds of the same breads and they all look the same. Person finds a loaf of bread or mechuvarot shel dagim, or you have strings of fish.
Let's see.
So let's back up a little. Right. Or chatichot basar, pieces of meat. Gizei tzemer halukuchim medinatam. You have wool fleeces bought from their medina, from their country.
Right.
It's raw wool.
Read it very quick. Yeah,
because
that's what
the sugya is. Because once you process them, the wool becomes identifiable by the guy who processed it. But here it's talking about pre-processing. In itse pishdam, bundles of flax. Lushonot yagman is tongues of purple wool. It seems like wool that was combed. They used to make it into these long tongue-like strips and dye them purple. And that's how the easiest way to sell it was to make it into these identical strips. So if you have those, you dye them purple, it's common and it has no siman. We'd like to use this opportunity to welcome the Persian contingent of our class. Sorry. Excuse me. Welcome. Okay. That's so good. You need to get, there's one on the bottom over here.
No. We're asking questions.
So do we have different things we're mentioning now that are when you find them, you're allowed to keep them. Okay. So anitzei pishtan ulshonot shel agaman and tongues of purple wool.
Okay. That's exactly where I'm going.
These belong to the finder. These are the words of Bimir. Anything that has a change, you have to mention it. You have to publicize it. What's that? Ketzad. Matza igul. If you find a igul, which was one of the things we said you're allowed to keep before, right? We said that you could keep these igule divela, cakes of pressed figs. You found one of those that you could keep. ubetocho cheres, but inside you have a piece of pottery, or a kikar, or a loaf of bread from a baker, which you're allowed to keep. Ubetocho ma'ot, and there's money inside it. Any of those things you have to call out because it's not common. Shimon Lazaro man, call kli anpuria. Any vessel that is anpuria, eno chayav rachis, you do not have to announce it. Now the Gemara will explain what anpuria is. But what it's going to say is that it's a new vessel that has not been used yet. Because, you know, yeah, when you have a new vessels develop simanim after times. But the first time you use them, people are not familiar with them and they won't know any simanim that are on it. Okay. Let's get to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Matza perot mufuzarim. If you find scattered perot, we said you could keep it. Vikama, how much fruit is called spread out? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak says, kav, if you have one kav, which is a certain amount of fruit, bedalet amot, in a place that's 4 feet, 4 amot by 4 amot. That's the definition of spread out. So, the first way the Gemara deals with this statement of Rav Yitzchak, again, Rav Yitzchak is staying his statement. It seems like he figured it out. The Tosfos deals with whether he figured it out or he has as a Kabbalah. But he says one kav by in a 4x4. So Mar says hechi dami. What's the case? E derech nefila. If it looks like it fell, which means that it looks like it was fell off a wagon, and it looks like it's just spreading out like it fell off a wagon. Afilu tuvanami. Even if there's more than one kav, you should say that that's still a lost object, and you should keep it. Because there's no mark, and it looks like it fell, the guy's not going to keep it. V'i derech inuach. And if this kav that's in 4 amot is left in a way that appears that someone left it deliberately, even if you have less than a kav in 4 amot, you should not be able to keep it because you could tell how he left it. Amaru Ukva Bar Chama. So Ukva Bar Chama wants to answer for Rav Yitzchak. He says, "B'mashkanta de'bedari askinan." We're talking about a case of mashkanta de'bedari. So, mashkanta de'bedari means like this: it was normal in the old days when you had wheat that in order to make it into flour, you have to bring it to thresh it. Threshing is the act of taking out the kernel from the wheat. And it was common that after you, there was a certain threshing floor that everyone would use to press their wheat. And not always did everyone leave the threshing floor clean. Often you leave a few pieces of wheat around. So how could you tell when you get to the threshing floor if the wheat that's on the floor is hefker and the guy is leaving it? Or if the wheat is not hefker, the guy's coming back for it? The way to tell is if you have one kav in 4 amot. Yes, otherwise not. Okay, we're talking about that type of case. Kav ba'amot, the nefish tichayu. If you have only a kav of kernels, and they're spread over 4 amot, nefish tichayu, it's a big hassle to get them. Lo tarchinish, the guy's not going to bother to do it, and therefore it's hefker fard. Lo hade ati shaklu, he's not going to come back for it. Rather, afkure mafkeru. But if it's less than that, he will go back to get it and take it. So that was the explanation of the statement of Yitzchak.
He says, I have a question.
By Rav Yirmiyah asked a question.
No.
If you have half a kav in 2 amot, what's the halacha? Do we say kav b'arba amot time amai? What's the reason we shouldn't do the vishlichayu? Because they have a lot of hassle. Right, that's why. Chatzi kav b'shtei amot, but half a kav and two amot. Kevin delon b'yishti chayim. Lo mafkelu. Now, we're asking a question now, a new question. We said that if you have one kav spread out of four amot, that's hefker. Now we ask a question. Let's say I have half a kav that's spread over two amot only. So really, the spread is even. Half a kav on two is the same as a kav in four, in theory, right? However, half a kav.
It's the same equation. Maybe. It's the same amount over the same amount of
right
space.
So do we say?
It's like saying 1 foot is 1 foot per mile the same thing as 6 inches and half a mile. That's what this
is. If you go, this is 1 feet, okay, this is 1 foot. I go half a cup, half, you go like this. It's like one.
Right. So it's half the amount and half the space. Hey, it's half a cup.
Tosfot asks the question of Mr. Binyamin. He's this, when we said four amot, we meant four amot square. Right? Two amot square is not half of that. It's a quarter of that. It's a quarter of that. Tosfot gives one explanation that when we said two amot, it means 2 by 4. Because he's talking about exactly half the size. Not 2 by 2. 4 is 4 by 4. But 2 has got to be 2 by 4. Otherwise, it's not half. Thank you, Shimshon. See, he comes out of retirement right away. He's hitting home runs. Unbelievable. Ready? Now, so do we say, oh, well, the reason why it's a hassle is because it's such a big area. But if it's 2 amot, which is a smaller area, even though it's an equal amount, since it's less area, it's easier. And therefore, he's not mafkir. Lo mafkir lo. Or maybe the reason why we allow for amot, for a kav and for amot, is because it's not significant. And if so, a half a kav and 2 amot is also not significant, and then you would be hefker. That question is Yirmiyah's first question. Yirmiyah has a few questions. Kabayim b'shmona amot mahu. What happens in the opposite case? If you have 2 kav, but it's spread out of over 8 by 8. 8 by 8, maybe 8 by 4. I guess it means 8 by 4. 8 by 4, right? So we say, Kababa, what time am I? The reason why 1 kav and 4 amot, the reason why you're allowed to keep it, because it's a big hassle. And if so, Kalvachomer, that it's even a bigger hassle to pick up such a about the area over double the size. Right? Kevin Shukhayut Mafkiru, then therefore he's Mafkirit. Or Dilma Mishum Dilo Khashivi. Or maybe the reason why it doesn't work is because it's not important enough, then Kabai Mishwana Mot Kivid Khashivi Lo Mafkiru. Do we say, well, the bottom line is you're gonna end up with 2 kav? That's a lot more. If you go with the Khashuv route, Mike, then you would come back for that, because the bottom line is when you finish collecting, you're going to have 2 kav. That's more. Even though it's spread out over even area. You follow that or no? Again, we're not sure if it's the is it the value of the item that makes me allowed to keep it? Of course, the value, the price I'm going to get when I'm finished, or the hassle. Okay? When it's split to 2 kav, in 8 amot, so
clearly it's both, because the Gemara is giving you a measurement that includes quantity and area. That's what we learned from
that law. I understand, but we don't know which is the thing that sets it off. In other words, when I add a little to the price of the item, like for this case, you have 2 kav. It's in this equal area, but it's 2 full kav now. Now when you finish doing the work, yeah, it's a lot of work, but when you finish doing the work, you're going to actually come out with something. Maybe over there you're not mafkirit. Or the other way, it's 2, half and 2. It's much less work. Well, you're not getting it. Is it the... That's the question.
Is it the work or is it the value?
Right. Yeah, the third question is, Kav Shumshamin Be'arba Amot Nahu. If you have a Kav of sesame, it's spread in 4 amot, what's the halakha? Do we say Kav Amot Taima Amai? The reason why one wheat is mutar in 4 amot, because wheat, it's not as valuable. What are you going to get out of it? Not so much. Maybe because here we're talking about a more chashuv item, then it's different. Right? Odima.
What?
Sesame seeds. Very much more valuable than
wheat.
Yeah, sure. Wheat you still have to make into flour. You're not going to get much flour out of a kav. But... but when it comes to sesame, it's more valuable. Or maybe the reason is because it's a lot of hassle. Right? Right? So if wheat's a lot of hassle to pick up, it's certainly going to be even more hassle to try to pick up sesame seeds over that area. And then if so, you'll for sure be mafkir. Okay? What is the next thing? What about kav tamri ba'amot? If you have a kav of dates right out. Or kav rimni or kav of pomegranates of 4 amot. Do we say kabba about time by the reason why kabba about mishum lo chashivi? Because it's not chashuv. Kab tami about kavim about give lo chashivi mafkilu. And if so, a kabba dates also not chashuv, not enough. Or dilma or maybe shouldn't the fish chayyeh because it's a lot of work. The kab tami, since they're bigger, since the date is easier to pick up than a grain, kavim or rimon is certainly easier to pick up than a grain. Since it's not a lot of hassle, what's the halacha? Take one. All these four questions, the Gemara is leaving them for Eliyahu Nabi to answer the question. Okay? So the only thing we know right now is that one kav of wheat in 4 amot is mafkir. But if I change it with the same ratio, either bigger or smaller, or I change it to more chashuv or less chashuv items, or either more chashuv items like sesame, or less hard to pick up items like dates and pomegranates. Either way, we don't know what the halakha would be. The Gemara is leaving with a teku that we don't know what the halakha would be when you change any of these variables. Okay? Now we're up to a brand new topic. Itmar we learned. Hi'ush shalomidat. If you have a guy who gave up hope. Normally, when a guy gives up hope on an object, that object becomes mutar. As long as the guy deliberately drops it and then he gives up hope of getting it back, even though he didn't declare it onerous, that item becomes mutar if it's on the beat. Here we have a question where a guy, he gave up hope. He would have given up hope had he known that he lost it. But in this case, he didn't know he lost it. And therefore, the question is, in that case, do we say that, yes, he doesn't know about it, but since if he would know about it, he would give up hope, therefore we should say that it's hefker? Or do we say, no, since he doesn't know about it, it's not hefker? And even though, and when you pick it up, you have an obligation to return to him, even if subsequently he is mafkirified, or he gives up hope. Again, giving up hope is different than hefker. And giving up hope, the guy is not declaring it hefker. He's just despairing of getting it. And if that happens before you pick it up, the act of picking up makes it yours because you picked up an object that the guy already gave up hope. But when you picked up an object that he didn't give up hope yet, even though he will, that's the machlok that we're talking about here. Abaya says, lo havi yush. He says it's not considered yush, and therefore you have to, you're not allowed to keep it. You have to try to return it. So there could be a case where the guy gave up hope and you still have to give, you're still obligated to give it to him. Okay. Rav Amar, Rav says, Havi Yish, it is a good Yish. Which means that even though he's not aware, which means, even though the owner does not know what happened, still, it's Yush. Okay? Because when he will know about it, it's mutar. Says the Gemara. Bidvar sheyesh bo siman. If we're talking about an item that has a siman, kula amalo pligi de lo haviyish. So everyone agrees if it has siman, it's not yush, right? Avagav de shamina de miyayish lusof. Even though we heard that the guy gave up hope in the end, lo haviyish, it's not yush. Dechi ate de adeh be isur karate deh. Because when the guy picks up the item, as soon as I pick it up, I got it at a situation when it was not yush. Therefore, even if the guy finally says, the item was siman, let's say the guy loses his personalized keychain, okay? Now, a personalized keychain says Mike Solomon on it, but the guy gave up hope. So, that giving up hope will only work if the giving up hope took place before the guy picked it up. But if once he picked it up, the picker-upper already has a chiyuv of lo to tell him to return the lost object. Now that doesn't go, that chiyuv of returning it doesn't go away just because the guy gave up hope. You still have to give it to him. Giving him hope will only work if it happens before, on a siman item, if it happens before the guy picks it up. When he knows it fell from him, lo meyayesh, he's not going to give up. Meymar was going to say, simana itlegevi, yavan esimu, v'shikilnale. He says, I have a siman, I'm going to get it back. Now, bezuto shel yam u'bashiluto shel nar, if you have an item that's swept away by a tidal wave, or it's swept away by a river overflow, in the case like that, alpha gav di itle siman. Hashem allows you to keep anything kept like that because it's gone. The Gemara will explain later. So there's two cases where they agree that they don't argue. One is the item has siman, they agree that you can't keep it. And if the item got swept away by a tidal wave, they agree that you could keep it. Keep Ligi, so then when do they argue? Keep Ligi, when do they argue? But the Baal Shem Bo Siman talking about something that has no Siman. Okay.
You went back twice. What you went back?
Abaya Amar Lo Haviyish. Abaya says, not Yush to Halo Yad Nafalei, because he doesn't know it fell from him. And therefore, since he doesn't know, it can't be Yush. Rabbi says, Haviyush. Techiyad Nafalei Miyayish. Meimar Amar Siman Letta Begaveh. Mahashtu Du Miyayish. Therefore, we look at it now as if he was already gave up hope, even though he didn't yet.
Something has no siman.
Okay? A whole bunch of words to calm him down, so you shouldn't kill him. Why? Because at the end of the day, he's allowed to kill him. So you shouldn't kill him. They do that.
So there's no siman, that's machloket. Now, we have Abaye and Rava. Okay, that's the machloket. Welcome, Shlomo. Want to come sit with us? What the Lord? David, you want to sit? Okay. Tashma, I'll bring your proof. We're talking about a case of Yush Shalom Yidat. Lost object?
This happened to my son last week.
What, he lost something?
No, somebody stole his scooter from the Shas Yon and somebody found it after. And when we find out who found it, he didn't want to give it to him. So he went to his rabbi. And the rabbi told him he should give it to him back.
Oh, and he lost the item?
Lost the item and he bought a new one. After 3 months we found it.
Wow. How does he know it was his?
Because it has a Bluetooth. It said Albert Daniel. He put it on the scooter on. It said Albert Daniel.
Ah.
That means he's allowed to kill him.
Interesting.
What do I need?
What?
Let me ask you a question. You walk out in the street.
Well, it's an item that has Siman.
It has his name on it. Every time
you use it, if you buy another one, that means how do you use it? If you went and bought another one, that means you declared that it's
yours. He had it used, yeah.
If he gave up,
why did he buy another one?
He obviously gave up getting it back.
He needed another one. He bought another one.
Whatever
you're going to say,
after
3 months,
we find it.
No, I understand, but...
We're discussing the halakha of the case. We're saying that if a person gives up hope... But we said if you give up hope on an item with a siman, it depends when he found it. When did the guy find it? The guy found it. Where did he find it?
The kid came to shul and he's asking who's algebra.
No, 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 no. And he didn't want to give it to him.
In the beginning, it was, you know, kid stuff. And then you give it to him. The rabbi told him you should give it to him.
I got it, but I'm wondering why he's wondering why he has to give it to him. If he gave up hope,
no, of course I'll give it to him because of the.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I get the details. Let's see. Tashma, I'll bring your proof. It says, we said in our Mishnah, Perot and Fuzarim, if you have spread out fruit, well, halakha was that you're allowed to keep it. Remember that? Remember we said that? Good. Yomar says, what do you mean? How are you allowed to keep it? The guy doesn't know that he lost it. The fact that you're allowed to keep such a thing should be a proof that that Rava is right.
You keep it without necessarily having Yushin.
Right. Because the Mishnah, Abai and Rava are Moraim. They can't argue on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you find spread out fruit, that means the guy lost it. Right? So the guy, that means the guy lost it. It spread out in a way, scattered. So that means the guy doesn't know about it. Now, but who told you the guy knows he lost it? And if the mission says you're allowed to keep it, that means I don't have to worry. Oh, maybe he doesn't know about it yet, and therefore it's still not FK. I can't keep it. It's still not a
Yush. The fact that you can keep it shows you that
Rava's right, and you don't have to know that the guy knows about it. Does the guy who lost it have to know he lost it before you pick it up in order to keep it? That's the question. What?
It's too much to
see why it says, Hamab Ukubar Chama, Hakamashkanta Medari Askinan. David Medat, thank you, perfect. We already said before that it's talking about a case of the threshing floor, which means it's not talking about a case where the guy dropped it and doesn't know he lost it. It's talking about a case where a guy deliberately left it. Remember we said it's talking about the threshing floor. And when you leave the threshing floor, you don't clean up every single piece of grain that you're making grain out of your things, right? You finished using the threshing floor. You made you took the kernels out. And now you leave. Now if you find on the floor, let's say one, a kava of fruit in the four amot, no one's going to come back to go pick up all these things. Chalas. And therefore, that's not a case of Yir Shlomidat, because the guy knows he left it there. Right? Once he knows he left it, that's not one of our cases. They can't prove Abaye and Rava.
So why even give me a dimension of one cup and four?
Because that's the size. No, because that's the size. If you come,
that's the size that I will come back for.
That you won't come back for.
Anything more than that, I will.
Correct. You got it? So therefore, that's no longer a proof to us. We're trying to prove you Shlomidat. This is not a proof anymore because it's talking about a case where you know you're talking about. You know you left it there. Like Shimshon said. That's his second base hit in one day. That's a home run. This is double.
What if it's an item that has value to you, but most people would make Yerush on it? You go by the Rabbi, I would imagine.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, the guy can't say, I'm missing my plastic bag.
With a lucky penny.
Or he's got this plastic bag, you know, and he says, "Oh, that's my favorite plastic bag. I got it when I was okay." Too bad. We find plastic bag, we don't care. Okay, Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. It says, "Ma'ot mefuzarot, spread out money, right? Hare Elshul, you could keep it, right? Mishnah says if you find spread out money, you could keep it. If there's a proof to Rava, why? Because maybe the guy doesn't know he dropped it."
Okay.
And Rava said, Abaye said, that if you don't know you dropped it, it's not you, she can't keep it. But the Mishnah says you can keep money. The guy doesn't know he dropped it. Says the Gemara, no. We're going like Rabitzak Tamar. Adam Bishmish, Asula Mishmish Mikiso. A pocket is different. You know why? Because people check their pockets all day. And therefore, when you find the money on the floor, you should know that probably the guy already knows that he lost the money and he says, Khalasna. You with me? Okay, we'll stop over here. Tashma. Yeah.